everyone. My name is Mike Yaros, and I'm playing the organ today. And I want to introduce my friend Cameron. He'll be helping us lead worship today. And he comes all the way from Port Huron, and he's really excited to be here. I also want to kind of let you know that our format of singing, like leading song from the ambo, one person or two people, I would like to continue that. And if you are a choir member, it would be really great to meet you after. I've met some of you already, Lynn and Linda, and all the rest of you that have said, I can't remember everybody, but if you want to come and talk to me afterwards, we could talk about how you could get involved with singing again. And even if you have not sang anything and you're interested, I'd love to talk to you. So thank you.
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. What a wonderful day for mothers, and for sons and daughters. I want to welcome you to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is, love, care, share like Christ. Our mission statement of our denomination is, go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. I am Ivan Henderson, your worship leader for this morning. I don't have any prayer concerns or thanksgiving here this morning, so we'll pass over that. And our announcements, as you can see on the back of your bulletin, and we'll run through them quickly, grief classes will be held in Wesley Hall on Monday, May 10th at 6 o'clock p.m. Bible study will be held in Wesley Hall on Wednesday, May 12th at 2 o'clock p.m. Youth suicide prevention presentation, that's going to be a Zoom presentation, and you have to register for that. Lake Huron retreat weekends. There's a family retreat weekend on May 22nd through 24th and September 4th through 6th, and you do have to register for that also. Spaces are limited, so if you're interested, you need to speak up quickly. We've got the upcoming pop-up food pantries for this week on Monday, May 10th at 11:30. They're here in Sandusky at Sanilac Transportation. And on Wednesday, May 12th at 9 o'clock a.m., they're in Melvin at the Melvin United Methodist Church. And I believe, Pastor, that you have some announcements that you'd like to make this morning.
Thank you, Ivan. Just to let you know on your calendar that we are going to be doing the Courthouse Thumb Festival lawn service again. It is the last Sunday of June, June 27th at 11 o'clock at the gazebo. And the theme this year is Revival Experience. Excuse me. So mark your calendars, and we will keep that in front of you. Also, Ann Emerson is a pastor, and she is over the retreat center, the Lake Huron Retreat Center in Port Huron. She has what she calls God's Treasures Camp, and she is looking for two female counselors and three male counselors from June 20th to the 26th. And also two female counselors, July 11th through the 17th. If you are interested, please let me know. She is having some trainings on Sunday evenings at 6, and I can get you more information and get you connected to her, but she would love some of the people from the laity, from the churches, to come and help her with the camps for the children. So. And I also want to welcome Cameron. It's so good. Cameron is from Port Huron, as Mike had said. And he is hoping, or maybe you got the job, to be a band director like Mike is. So this is also some great experience for you, and glad to have you. And I also am told And I want to say this when we get on the air, too. Maybe I should wait till the air, we get on the air. But our AM radio stations are having issues. So we need to say that when we get on the air. Ivan.
What's that?
Our AM radio stations are having issues. They're having some trouble. So people need to switch to FM 97.7. So I can say that when we get on the air. We're not quite there yet. So we'll turn and do birthdays, and then maybe by then we'll be on the air. You have birthdays there?
Okay. Birthdays today. We've got Vera Nichols, whose birthday is today. And we've got Carol Martino, whose birthday is on the 14th. And for anniversaries, we've got Mary and Larry Vandywalker. That's today also.
Okay. So Mike's going to play for us. Announce to our radio listeners that our AM radio station is having some difficulties. If you would switch to FM 97.7, that radio station is coming in loud and clear. So again, the AM radio station is having difficulties. Please switch to FM 97.7.
Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. This morning A friend is kind and ready to help, one whom we trust and respect. A friend is approachable, supportive, one in whom we can confide.
We esteem our friends and feel warmth and affection for them.
Let us be friends to one another.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, you have created us, called us, chosen us to be your people. We wait now to receive your word of guidance and blessing. Grant unto us ears to hear, eyes to see, and faith to respond to your love and leadership. In the name of Christ, amen.
Our next hymn is What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace of unearned warfare. Oh, what needless pains we bear. Oh, because we do not care. And temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all his sorrow share? Jesus knows us every week. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and unaided? Cumbered, troubled anywhere? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise what they need? In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
May be seated. It's great having Cameron and a song leader. Thank you. This morning, I don't believe we have any children in the parking lot yet. So I'm just going to talk with them and hope they're listening on the radio. Good morning, boys and girls. It's good to have you here. Today is Mother's Day, so I'm hoping that you have already told your mother Happy Mother's Day. And even if you haven't, let's do it again. All right? So on the count of three, let's say Happy Mother's Day. One, two, three. Happy Mother's Day. Now, the women that are sitting here in church, did you all get your little box? If you haven't gotten your little box, raise your hand. We'll make sure, because all the women, did you get your box? You got your box. Okay. We want to make sure that all the women, there's some goodies in there for you. Happy Mother's Day from our church. So, boys and girls, we're going to talk about friends today. I bet all of you have friends. Does everybody have a friend? I'm going to talk to you boys and girls, too, because we're children of all ages, right? I have several friends. Actually, I have several friends. Isn't that great? I hope you have several friends, too. So, how do you know that they're a friend? So, talk to your mom and dad. Let them know what you think. How do we know that they're a friend? Anybody here want to say anything?
Spend time with them.
So with our friends, what kind of things do we do with them? We spend time with them.
I know I like to go out and eat. Yeah, eating is always comfort, isn't it? Going with our friends to eat. I actually have some girls that said they want to take me to Dairy Queen sometime this week. Woohoo! Get some ice cream. Woohoo! That's a good friend, isn't it? We'll go and have some ice cream. So what do you do with your friends? Do you go and play with your friends? Probably. Yep. I know some, when they get their children's packets, they've been inviting some of their friends to their home, and they've been doing their children's packets, their children's bulletins or crafts or whatever they have, and they do the crafts together. So they're spending time together that way. Sometimes we go for walks. I know before I got COVID, I was out walking the trail with friends. Two of my real close friends are Mary and Penny, and we like to walk at the trail. I'm hoping to get back to doing that pretty soon. But that's a fun thing to do with your friends. And since it's Mother's Day, I remember my mom. My mom's been gone for a long time now. But my mom and I, she was my best friend. We'd go shopping. Right, women? Shopping. The guys don't want to go with us. Yeah, you go with your friends. Right? Yeah. So, shopping. But I bet some of you boys and girls, you like to maybe go out and play hopscotch or jump rope or swing on the swings. But isn't it good that we have a friend that we can do that with? But you know, if you don't have a friend, I want you to let you know that you do have a friend. All of us have the same friend. Can you imagine who that might be? Jesus, that's right. Jesus is our friend, and that's what we're going to talk about today in our message, that Jesus is our friend. That's why I asked Mike, please pray, play. What a friend we have in Jesus, because he is our friend. And boys and girls, Jesus is with you every day, and he does stuff with you every day. He talks with you, and he walks with you. Sometimes we can't always hear that or see that, but he is there with you. No matter what is going on in your life, you do have a friend. We have a friend in Jesus. Absolutely. So remember, boys and girls, you do have a friend, and I hope you have lots of friends. But you have the main friend that will always be your friend in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for our friend and friends. We thank you that you are our friend. And that we always have you with us. We all pray this in the name of Jesus, our friend. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is from Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our Lord. Shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, our King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clasp their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people with equity. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
So we come to a time in our service that we pray. We lift up our Human Development Commission this week as our business in the community. And we know that there are many listed on our prayer concerns and those that are unspoken in our hearts. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Holy and most gracious God, we thank you. We thank you that we can come before you this day and worship and praise your name. That every day we have the opportunity to thank you, to praise you, to give you glory and honor. And Lord, on this Mother's Day, we thank you that you too are our mother and father, that you nurture us, that you care for us, that you're always with us. Oh God, we thank you that we can call upon you in our time of need to share what is on our hearts and in our mind, to lift up those who are hurting, those who are less fortunate than us, those who may have difficulty with finances, trying to find a job, may have dementia, may be hungry. Maybe they don't have a home. Maybe they're divided in a relationship. Possibly even having COVID, facing surgery, cancer. There's so many things that are going on in this world. Judgments, retaliation, hate and anger. Lord, so when we can come and gather, we thank you that we can come to you and bow before you and just say, here, Lord, take all our burdens away from us. And help us not to take them back, Lord, just to give them to you. And we pray, Lord, that you can help guide and lead us, that we can help to be your hands and feet, to be your mouthpiece to the world, to our friends and family. Lord, on this Mother's Day, I want to lift up a prayer for them. I want you to know I'm praying for you if you are like Tamar, struggling with infertility or a miscarriage. I want you to know that I'm praying for you if you are like Rachel, counting the women among your family and friends who year by year and month by month get pregnant while you wait. I want you to know I'm praying for you if you are like Naomi and have known the bitter sting of a child's death. I want you to know I'm praying for you if you are like Joseph and Benjamin and your mom has died. I want you to know that I'm praying for you if your relationship with your mom was marked by trauma, abuse, or abandonment, or she just couldn't parent you the way you needed. I want you to know I'm praying for you if you've been like Moses' mother and put a child up for adoption, trusting another family to love the child you birthed into adulthood. I want you to know I'm praying for you if you've been like Pharaoh's daughter, called to love children who are not yours by birth. I want you to know I'm praying for you, like many are watching or have watched your mother age and disappear into the long goodbye of dementia. I want you to know I'm praying for you if you, like Mary, are pregnant for the very first time and waiting breathlessly for the miracle of your first child. I want you to know that I'm praying for you if you, also like Mary, have watched your beautiful black or brown-skinned baby murdered by the empire. And even still, all you can do is weep and rage. I want you to know that I'm praying for you if your children have turned away from you, painfully choosing the door on relationship, leaving you holding your broken heart in your hands. And like Hagar, now you are mothering alone. I want you to know that I'm praying for you if motherhood is your greatest joy and toughest struggle, all rolled into one. I want you to know that I'm praying for you if you are watching your child battle substance abuse, public legal situation, mental illness, or another situation which you can barely watch unfold. I want you to know that I'm praying for you. If, like so many women before you, do not wish to be a mother, are not married, or in so many ways do not fit into social expectations. I want you to know I'm praying for you. If you carry the beautiful, exhausting, maddening, heartbreaking, wandering labor of mothering, even though you do not have children of your own. I want you to know that I'm praying for you if you see yourself reflected in all or none of these stories. This Mother's Day, wherever and whoever you are, we walk with you. You are loved. You are seen. You are worthy. And may you know the deep love without end of our big, wild, beautiful God, who is the very best example of a parent that we may know. This prayer for Mother's Day was written and revised by Heidi Carrington Heath. Let us now pray together the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, you may stand as able.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian's love, the fellowship of kindled minds is love to let above. Before our Father's thrones we pour our prayer.
Gospel reading found in John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for our friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. The Father has loved us. He loves you. He loves me. And Jesus is talking to his disciples here, letting them know how much they are loved. And did you hear in this? He's no longer going to call them his servants. Some translations may use the word slaves. But for the disciples, they were his servants. They did what he needed them to do, and they followed him. And they had a great relationship with one another. And a slave does not know his master's business. So now he's saying, you're no longer my servants. And he's talking to you and I today. We're no longer his servants. We are now his friends. And so what I share with you is what my Father has shared with me. And I want you to know that you are loved. Great hope, right? You are loved. God loves us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, that we may be forgiven of our sins, that we have hope of eternal life, that we can know his promises and know his word, know him personally. Because he loves us. And so love, the greatest love, is to lay down your life for someone else. To lay down your life. Jesus did that for us. And so to have that greatest love, to be able to do whatever a friend needs of us. Jesus says in this scripture, I have chosen you. Not that we just choose Jesus. We do. We want to be with Jesus, but Jesus chooses us in hopes that we, in return, will choose to be his friend. He chose his disciples. He called each one of them. And he still calls us today to be his disciples. To know him, to accept him, to follow him. And then do you remember the word that we used as your sin out? Apostles. John's got it. He knew that was coming. Apostles. So we're first disciples because we accept Christ and we want to follow him. And then when we go out to be with others, he calls us apostles. He sends us out. He wants us to bear fruit. This follows what we said about last week. We're continuing in John. Last week's verse was talking about the vine and the branches and that you need to bear fruit. He continues saying that same statement this week. So you love one another that you may bear fruit. Good fruit. Lasting fruit. That will last a lifetime. To plant that seed for someone else. That they may know who Jesus Christ is. This week I had the privilege of taking the children's packets and our children's department got them Mother's Day gifts to give to their moms. And they had little pots about this high, a couple inches high. And on the pot, the kids could color in on the pot so that they could show mom how much they love mom. And then we gave them dirt. And then, bless Erin, I love Erin. She knows how to shop. She knows where to find crafty things. They found these cute little one-inch hearts. And the hearts had seeds in them. And so we gave them dirt and we gave them a couple of the hearts so that they could plant them in their pot for their Mother's Day so that it will bear fruit. And so some of the moms said, I will let you know if it works. But wasn't that cute? The heart, a symbol of love, given to moms on Mother's Day with seeds that can be planted. See, that's what Jesus Christ wants us to do. He wants us to plant the love into other people, our friends, make friends, meet new friends, people that we may not even know, to become our friend, to share the love of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus chose us, and William Barclay had some, in the commentary, had several listings of things that they were chosen for. Friends are chosen for joy. Joy in doing the right thing. Joy in being redeemed for our sin. And Barclay says, our friends are chosen for love. Love one another. That's the greatest commandment here. Remember, the other greatest commandment is to love God with our mind, soul, strength, our whole being. And the second commandment like it is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Love one another. God chose his disciples and us for his friends. The disciples were no longer servants or slaves. We are no longer servants or slaves. We are now friends of Jesus Christ because he chose us. He chose us to be his partners. So how do partners work? You've got to have a relationship back and forth, don't you? You know, I think of the phone. You pick up the phone and you call your friend. And you talk, and then you hang up, right? Well, sometimes we need to pick up the phone and call Jesus and say, Jesus, whatever it may be, do we hang up on him? No. Do we answer the phone if it's him? See, Jesus calls us too. Our phones may not literally ring and go, yep, it's Jesus, I better pick this one up. But he talks with us because we are now his friends. He wants to share his love with us. He wants to guide and lead us. He wants us to hear what he's calling us to do in order that we may follow. Now, yesterday I was doing a memorial service, and I was riding in the car with the guy from the funeral home. And we headed to the cemetery, and his phone rang, and he said, now, don't tell my wife I'm answering this phone. He goes, I'm glad it didn't ring during the service. Well, it was actually his wife, who was in the hearse behind us, going, make sure you turn in the first drive, because they always like to let us know where we're supposed to be going in the cemetery. He goes, okay, it was all right that I answered my phone. Sometimes we're supposed to answer our phones. But if we never dial, if we never sit long enough to have a conversation with Jesus, we're not going to get the news from Jesus. See, he is our friend. Do we not sit down and talk? I think that was one of the first things that we asked. What do the children do with them? They talk with one another. That's what we do with our friends, is we talk with one another. But do we talk with Jesus? Do we sit down and have that time with our friend Jesus Christ? It's important that we do that. He wants to hear from us as much as we need to hear from him. We have to take the time. A lot of my time is when I'm in my car. All right, Jesus, let's have a conversation. Sometimes it's in the shower. Here I am, Lord. Help me. Guide me. How can we be friends to others? You've chosen me. Show me. So Christ also calls us to be ambassadors. And he calls us to be ambassadors. He's calling us, like last week's sermon and this week's statement, to bear fruit. So what is some of that fruit? Do you know what the first word in Galatians in chapter 5, verse 22 is of the fruits of the Spirit? What's the first word? Love. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Love is the first one because it's his commandment. Love one another. Love one another. We're to be his ambassadors. We are to bear that fruit. We also, when we bear that fruit, we're advertising for Jesus Christ, because Jesus is in us. And when we do that good thing, the right thing, when we're loving one another, someone else can see us and go, "What do you have? I want that." But only if we're showing Jesus others. Are we loving one another? We are so privileged to be God's children, children of all ages. We're so privileged to know him as our Lord and Savior. We are chosen and loved, so privileged to be chosen and loved. I've called you friends. Called you friends. You're my friend. When I ask the children, do they have friends? I pray that each one of us have friends that we can turn to. But who's the one most important friend that we can turn to? Jesus. He's always there, no matter what. But sometimes I fail at that. I try to do things on my own. Can you imagine? Do you do things on your own? I don't always turn to Jesus first. In fact, sometimes Jesus is the last person I turn to, and it's like, oh, yeah, this didn't work. So, okay, God. Okay, Jesus. Do you do that same thing? Am I alone out here? Yeah, good. He's there for us. He loves us. He wants us also be his friend. But are we truly being a friend to one another? Are we loving one another when we hurt one another, when we judge one another, when we make comments to one another? When we're in a world that there's so much hate, are we showing love? It's hard now. We can't even say the prayer or blessings in school. We've taken God out. Have we taken God out of the community as well? Are we so afraid to say, I love Jesus, and he loves me, and he loves you? Are we willing to stand up and say, Jesus is my friend? Or do we want to follow what so many in society are doing in dividing the church? Dividing the community, dividing the state, dividing the world. When we do divisions, we can't be loving one another, can we? This last week on Thursday, it was National Day of Prayer, and several of us listened, and some of us were participants in the community praying for one another. To love one another, to come together in unity and peace, because we love one another, because Jesus loves us. I thank those that came to the gazebo and prayed. Because we need to see that it doesn't matter what church you go to. That we could stand there as a body of Christ together. And say, we're in this together. We want to love every person. We want to be loving community. We want to be a loving church. We want to be a loving state and a loving world. That's what Jesus wants. For those of you that are here in the sanctuary, Jesus is walking on the beach with a person. Is Jesus your friend? I met with my Haiti missionary this week. We had lunch and she talked about our Haiti people. The orphanage that we support and the children that are going. And the one girl, Esther. Esther was trying to be adopted by Diana. When I was there several years ago, I went to the judge with her to try to get Esther to be able to come to the U.S. so that she could have her as her child here. She loves this little girl. But Haiti won't let go of our children in our orphanage in order for us to adopt them. So the best that we can do is to support them with our finances, with our prayers, with our love, so that they can have food and they can go to school and they can learn. But when Diana went this time, there was only four that went. And Diana is a nurse, so she always checks the kids over when she goes. And little Esther wouldn't smile. In fact, little Esther looked pretty mad. We hadn't been there for 3 years because of the uprising, because of COVID. Esther was hurt. Little 8 or 9-year-old, you left me here. I have not seen you in 3 years. And she pouted. She was angry. She was hurt. Even though she knows Diana couldn't be there, even though she knows that we couldn't be there, even though we send our money and feed her and help her to go to school, she was angry because she didn't feel loved. She did not feel loved. And as Terry shared with me, she goes, I'm not even sure she knows how to smile. She's not even sure she knows how to smile. How many of us just take that for granted? We smile, we've been taught, our mothers have taught us. It's Mother's Day, our mothers have taught us, or our grandmothers have taught us, or another person has taught us. Esther couldn't smile. She tried. She did all kinds of positions with her mouth. She needs to be loved. We all need to be loved. We all need to feel God's love. And in turn, we need to share God's love. If you want to help a child in a Haiti orphanage, let me know. We usually go and stay at a guest house, and Terry saw another orphanage over there, and I said, are we getting another one? And she said, I don't know, we're talking. This orphanage has 6 or 7 children, and they're all disabled. They're all special needs. Diana wanted to take toothbrushes and toothpaste, and she had like 300, and Terry said, Diana, get real. We're not taking all those. We're not taking that. And Diana says, yes, I am. I'm taking the toothbrushes. And guess what? When they saw that other orphanage, they went in and had a class on how to brush your teeth, and the woman cried because they haven't had any toothbrushes or toothpaste to brush their teeth. Diana kind of said afterwards, see you, Terry. I had to take the toothbrushes. We take things for granted. There are children in our world that can't even brush their teeth or can't even smile. They don't have a mother. They don't have a father. They just want to be loved. I just want to go and run to Haiti and give them a hug and give my little girl a hug who's not a little girl anymore. She graduated high school. But I got to see a picture of her. They want to be loved. Don't we all just want to be loved? We take it for granted here. And sometimes we don't love each other. That's just our human nature. I'm just as guilty. But to think of these Haiti girls and these Haiti boys, they have nothing. And no mother to say Happy Mother's Day today breaks my heart. So let's do what we can. Let's show each other love. Let's stop with the gossip. Let's stop with the comments. Let's stop with racial slurs. Let's just stop and love one another. Can we do that? Can we just love one another? We are so privileged. And I want you to say a prayer for those Haiti children. Love them. Because we're all worthy. We're all worthy. Let's pray. Oh God, I thank you that you love us. I thank you that we can come to you and you show us that love and that you care for us and that you are our mother and you are our father and you are here with us all the time. Thank you for being our friend. Lord, I hope I'm your friend. And I hope as your friend, I will share your love. In the name of Christ, amen. Our ushers will bring our morning offering to the altar. Father, we thank you And so our friendship with you is part of our tithing to bear fruit. So we give you our gifts. We ask that you bless it. We ask that these gifts be shown with love for others, for you. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. Closing hymn, O 4,000 Tongues to Sing. Another verse you want to... Mother's Day. May God continue to shine his light on you and through you, that others see his love and know you are loved. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.